By the way, the Yotzad of Shmuel Shapira was on Friday, last Friday, 26 years. Chaf Aleph be Nisa, 21st of Nisa. Shvi Shel Pesach, she was there. Once, his daughter said the story, once in the, it was days of Purim, one of the years in the Uman, when he still lived in Uman, Tafresh Tzadik, 1930, he was in the mikveh and boiling water poured on Rabbi Yitzchak Benda and caused him terrible, terrible pain. He had a very bad, what's it called?
Burns.
Right. And he was in bed, was there. But all that he was talking about was, well, what's going to be with the kimcha, the pischa? He was always worried to give, to make sure that everyone has what to eat from the chag. Right? He didn't have koach. He was so worried for all those families that every year he took care of them to give them food for Pesach. He didn't even care about his pain. And also, the last days, when already he had cancer the last few months of his life, right? He always made sure to get money for people of Chasad Kalav. Even 2 days before he died, he gave to one of the important Avreichim $5,000 in 1989. $5,000.
That's a lot.
It's a wedding. It's like saying $15,000 today. Maybe even more. I don't know.
More.
Okay? $5,000 26 years ago. A lot of money. He gave him a whole wedding, basically. Okay? More than a whole wedding. Maybe he gave him also to buy part of an apartment. Okay? Yeah, and people saw it, they saw his face light up when he was able to give that money. And so going back to the story, that year that he was all in bed in pain, he did whatever he can. He started getting the money together here there, and he was able to collect more money than any other year, even though he was such a pain and everything.
Now this was under communist Ukraine.
Yeah.
I mean, he's also having to battle the Secret Service or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Mordechai, no, we have to go back with the story a little bit. He brings down another story here that goes back. Mordechai Bavel, where did he get the money from? With the son of Israel. And his son of Israel, two people. Mordechai Bavel himself and his son of Israel were two people who were very, very rich. They had a big company to make soap in the city called Bavrinitz. Bavrinitz, yeah. And they were friends of Rav Levi Yitzchak. And through Rav Levi Yitzchak they became Bresa of the Hasidim. And they used to give a lot of money for tzedakah. And really, the more they gave, the more rich they became. It was under, of course, without the Russians knowing about this. And that's how the Jews became the Ovdei Hashem and Uman. They had money for anything, right? And Erev Rosh Hashanah, when he was davening on the Tzion, the son Rabbi Yisrael decided to take as a partner to his business a good partner. His name is Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. Heard of him? He's told Rabbi Nachman of Tzion, you know what, Rabbeinu, you'll be my partner. We'll do half-half. 50% is mine, 50% belongs to your students who sit and learn. Okay. And he wasn't a big chassid. He was a minor chassid. But still, yeah, that's still what Rabbeinu is. And 50% was a lot of money. He used to give half of his profits to Rabbeinu's students. Rabbeinu's thing matters. One day, Rabbi Yitzchak receives a telegram, from Mordechai Rabbi Yisrael to come to Bavanitz. And when he comes there, they told him about the story that they made a partnership with Rabbeinu, and they want him to be in charge. And they'll receive, and he will be the one receiving the other 50% of Rabbeinu, which belongs to tzedakah. So, b'simcha, they gave Rabbi Yitzchak half the amount of money. People, 20 families lived for 3 months off of this amount of money. And every 3 months, they used to give a huge amount of money. 3 months. 3 months.
What's really amazing is it was underneath the Russians' nose. The communists.
No?
The communists didn't know about
it. Didn't know. No.
That's amazing.
Now, they were, they had a lot of other money, and they decided it's very dangerous for it to save. It's good that their money will be in Uman, close to Avenu. So all the cash, you weren't allowed to be rich in communist Russia. So
it's a crime.
Yeah, all the cash they changed into gold, and they gave to Levi Yitzchak, and he dug pits in his backyard, and he hid them in special barrels in his backyard and covered it up, just in case. So they have money. One day they came, the communists came and sent them to, they found out they're rich, and they sent them to Siberia, and immediately, so they had no time to take anything with them. So at least they knew that their money is safe. No, they told him, you have 24 hours to leave. And if not, you're going to leave to Siberia. We're going to send you to Siberia. So immediately they came to Uman. So they knew that they have money over there. Now, one day, there was a heavy, heavy rain. And I believe it saw some of the coins that came out of the ground. They were getting washed away. So he was very sorry, what's going to be? I can't give them all their money back. And when they came back to get all the money, he told him the story. He said, Rav Levitzer, don't worry. Now we're going to give you even more. We're not makpid. But he was very makpid for himself. Rav Levitzer, like when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he made a tzedakah organization named after Rav Yisrael Mibar Nir, special gmach. Now, so Rav Levi Yitzchak, he's laying in bed. He can't give the Kimcha de Pesach, can't collect the money. So he sent an urgent messenger to these people there. That there's people in Uman, to these two rich people. There's people in Uman have nothing to eat. I know you always give a lot of money, but here this is a special case. And he sent them a list of what they need. Chicken and eggs and tepuch adama. A few days later, there was a mishloach from their city full of all the good stuff. Rav Levitzer was very happy. It's all until Rav Levitzer was put into jail, which is later. Shkoyach.